gentlemen, and welcome to Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jack Kaiser, alongside my two partners, Brady Klein and Sam Wiederhoft. This is the first of many shows we have in store for you over the course of the next several months, and today we are glad to have head varsity football coach John Hebert with us. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Coach Hebert will be joining us many times over the next few months in a segment we like to call Hebert Towns. We'll also have a different player on every week, and later in today's show, we will have starting Carmel quarterback Michael Victrop, so stay tuned for that. So, Coach Hebert, the last few months, you've been hearing the opinions of so many people on your hiring as head coach, but now let's hear what the players had to say.
I think Hebert's a great head coach because he's been in the program for so long, so he knows like everything that's going on, and all the guys love him already. And he just knows how to work this team, and I think he's doing great things to plan for this team in the future.
I think Hebert's a great head coach because just the energy he brings to the field and truly the unity and discipline that he's attempting to ensue to really install a family environment and really make the team what it is.
Well, first thing that comes to mind is a lot shorter after practice speeches, for sure. And practices run a lot differently in the fact that it's more focused on, like, team instead of offense, defense. We're breaking it down all together as a team, and everything's just more team-oriented than it was.
First off, when you hear Coach Hebert's name, you think intensity and bringing the team together, and that's what he's doing well. You know, just right in the middle of practice today, we had a rock, paper, scissors contest. I don't even think we've done something like that in the past, so it really brought us all together, and, you know, he makes football fun. We've had dance parties and stuff like that, so he really brings team together well, and we're bonding well. It's a good gel.
It's good to have a good coach there, and I'm glad he was from the program because you can trust him, and you can trust what he's saying and understand what he's saying and go from that.
All right, it's clear that the players love that you're their new head coach, so after you got hired as head coach, what was the first goal you set out to accomplish?
Well, first of all, thanks for compiling that collection of positive comments. That caught me a little off guard. So means a lot to me that you started this off with players' reactions and really what they said was what I had hoped we would be able to establish, which is the sense that this is a team. It's not a collection of groups or a collection of positions, but, you know, 140 people and then another 15 managers and trainers that are all working toward a common goal. So our motto this year is team is everything, and so we live by that whatever we're able to accomplish is going to be a byproduct of how we feel about each other and how committed we are to each other. So that was goal number one.
So a topic you've been stressing this year a lot is leadership. What players have emerged as leaders over the last couple months during the summer camp?
Leadership, you hope, is always going to start with your seniors, and it certainly has. We have leaders, I think, in all the classes, but your team is going to be carried by your senior leadership. So I think we're really fortunate to have a large number of people that have stepped up and you know, some verbally and some non-verbally, but really kind of showed the rest of the team the way. And you know, some guys that stand out in my mind, Alex Akins, who's going on a 3-year returning starter, and Justice Schumann, Stephen Watts, Nathan Melkai, Jack Lorson, Michael Victrop, Tony Vitrito, and Noah Burks, Jake Leach, Nick Mazza, Nathan Ibiquo. I certainly don't want to leave any Chase Crowder. You know, there I go. I'm about to leave out one of the most important ones. So these are all off the top of my head, but they're people that this program means as much to them as it does me. And so you can trust, I think, people that their heart is 100% into this, and that's where we're really fortunate.
Now, you've been a part of a lot of first games of the seasons for Carmel, but this is your first one as head coach. What emotions are different from being the defensive coordinator and assistant to the head coach as your first game for this year?
Well, I'm trying to think through all the possible scenarios that could develop, and you know, it's a little overwhelming because obviously you can't predict how the game's going to unfold. But you know, we have a process of how we're preparing and how we're going to handle situations, and that's what our practice time has been spent, you know, trying to make sure that we have a common understanding of how we're going to work through situations that pose challenges to us. So, you know, a lot of times I'll kind of wake up in the middle of the night thinking about something that we haven't prepared for well enough, and that's a little bit different. I do feel like approaching the game as the defensive coordinator, which I still will you know, provide me with some familiarity, and then I hope to add to it just the concept that we've got to make decisions that are best for all of us. So I'll learn as I go, and I'm sure I'll make some mistakes. But what's great is we have, like I mentioned, unbelievable leadership from our seniors and other players, as well as, I have to believe, the best coaching staff, I think, in the state of Indiana.
Now, you've been a coach for 15 years, despite this being your first year as head coach. How do you think this team compares to others you've seen as being a coach in the program?
Well, the coaches, I think, all believe, just from observation so far, that this class, this team that we have, is tighter socially and emotionally than some previous teams were. You know, you run into some obstacles of people that might not be thinking about the team concept. I believe this team really does have that inherent in them. And I think when that's present, anything is possible. So, you know, we're certainly not the most talented team that's going to take the field every Friday night. We certainly have talent, and we have players that can make things happen. Whatever we achieve is going to be based on how well we play together and why we're playing, for whom we're playing. And I think that's where we really have a great advantage.
Okay, going to turn it more to your coaching staff on this one, but how has the addition of offensive coordinator David Walker really affected this team?
I'm not sure I can measure that. I know that we're all really fortunate to be around Coach Walker, his experience, his knowledge, his poise, leadership. There are things that every person in this program continues to benefit from on a daily basis. And I have to believe down the road we'll be thinking about lessons that we learned from him and you know, points of emphasis that he's brought to our thought process that weren't there, that, you know, I have to think this is kind of a career moment for everybody that's around him. You just don't get someone that's one of the tops in their profession that you get to work with every day. If you think about it, 32 teams in the NFL, mm-hmm. and that means that there are 32 running backs coaches in the NFL, and Coach Walker was one of them. So he's one of the 32 best, if you go by that logic, in his profession in the world. And, you know, one glaring trait Coach Walker displays every day is a lack of ego. And what a great lesson for everyone that here's a man who's one of the 32 best in the world at what he does, and he rarely talks about himself and never talks about, you know, having more knowledge or understanding than anyone else. So just a great role model for everyone in the program to follow.
Now, what has the mood of the players been this week during practice and the last couple of weeks as you've been preparing for HSC?
Well, we're very pleased with the practice this week. We came in on Monday and introduced our scouting reports and, you know, the work that the coaching staff put into analyzing our opponent and breaking the opponent's tendencies down to what we, you know, thought were the most important traits, and you know, the players, many of which don't have experience on Friday nights. You know, they don't have that firsthand knowledge of how this information is going to translate into success for us on Friday night if we really internalize it. But you wouldn't know it, because at least Tuesday and Wednesday our practices have been very sharp, mentally focused. We're always looking for indicators that our players have internalized the reports, and they're communicating them, and we hope by Wednesday and definitely Thursday that the approach, the scouting report, the, you know, what our game plan is in the hands of the players and owned by the players and reinforced by them. And I think that's starting to happen. Today's practice will be really a big indicator for us on whether we're hitting the mark there.
All right, that's all we got for Hebert's Hounds on this edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk. Thank you so much for joining us, Coach. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for supporting the program and creating excitement. And I'm in awe of what you three guys do here. This is really great.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll analyze that conversation. And then later in the show, we'll have on quarterback Michael Viktrup. So stay tuned here on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhound.
Boys are back here on Hound Pound Sports Talk on 91.3 WHJE. We just had an interview with head varsity football coach John Hebert. And now let's talk a little bit about that. He was clearly emotional, especially after we played that hound bite. What do you guys think?
Well, you could definitely see or hear the emotion in his voice. He's really excited to coach this football team. And, I mean, you could tell he's been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. He really cares about this program. And that's just something that you don't usually see on the high school level. I mean, he's really excited. He can't wait for week one, and you could definitely hear it in that interview.
Yeah, you say that. You don't really see that at the high school level that often, especially he's been in this program for 14 years. This is his 15th year as a coach at Carmel, and it's his first as the head coach. So, I mean, this is really his big shot to prove what he's learned over the years and what he can do over the years. So I think Hebert is going to be a fantastic fit for this team. And as you heard in the Houndbite earlier and his reaction to it, the players love him and everyone in the city loves him. So I think Hebert's just a fantastic fit for this community and this team.
Just like the Houndbite said, and you just said there, Brady, all the players love him. You know, just talking to the football guys throughout all last year and leading up to when he got hired, he was definitely one of the, if not the most loved coach on that team.
Absolutely.
I mean, Coach Wright, he was a great coach too, but I think the players really loved Coach Hebert, and I know I'm really happy that he got the job, and I can't wait to see him do big things this year and leading into the next years. So he also mentioned leaders of the team, and let's have each of us list an impact player. Sam, you go first.
I'm going to say Michael Viktrup. From what I've seen over the summer practices, we're actually going to have him on here in a little bit to talk to him a little bit more about that. But just seeing his emotion during the summer practices, he's the quarterback. He's got to be a leader. He's almost forced to be a leader, but the way he's kind of taken over that role and the way he's kind of brung the team together, and he's a senior, so he's really doing a great job of senior leadership. But I think Michael Viktrup, over the entire summer camp, has been one of the main leaders of this football team.
You certainly got that right, and I'm going to go with Noah Burks. He is the leader of the defense, not the offense, just recently committed to Wisconsin. You know, he's a really tough kid. He actually played the state championship game with a broken wrist, and he just got that healed up, so good for him there. But he's a really tough kid. He led the teams in tackles, sacks, and forced fumbles last year. So he's definitely going to be an impact player on that defense. And he's really emotional. You know, I've played rec football with him a while ago, and he's always been passionate since that age. So I can't wait to see him lead that defense.
Passionate
this year.
Since day one, for sure. My player I'd have to go with is the guys in the trench, especially Chase Crowder leading in the middle, the protector of Michael Viktrup, who will be joining us in a couple minutes, but I'd have to say Chase Crowder. He's a solid player, either a three-year starter on this team. A very good skilled player, has played almost every position on the offensive line. So I think he's my star player to watch out for.
All right, so there's the analyzation of John Hebert's conversation with us a few minutes ago. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have starting quarterback Michael Victrup with us. So stay tuned here on 91.3 WHJE.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know.
Welcome back here to Hound Pound Sports Talk. Now we have starting quarterback Michael Victrup with us. Thanks for being here, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start it here. So you started most of the games last year. Where do you think you've grown the most over the summer and leading into this year?
I think just taking more of a leadership role on the team. Last year was my first year playing varsity football, and a lot of it was new for me. You know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with playing football at Carmel. On the varsity level, but this year I think I just wanted to work on being more of a vocal leader and also leading by example as well. And so, I mean, that's probably the biggest difference for me last year, just trying to step more into a leadership role this year. So,
what qualities do you think this group of seniors, including yourself, has to lead this team?
You know, I think this year our seniors are very close-knit. We have very good attitude. I think that's probably one of our best attributes as a team and as seniors together. I think last year there were some moments where we may not have acted, you know, as a unit the right way in the way that we should have. But this year, I definitely think like our seniors, we've all bought into the idea and the philosophy that Coach Hebert's instilled into the team this year. And I think we should have a great year. So.
Now, you said last year was your first year being a true varsity player, and this is your second in your senior year. So in comparison to last year to this year, what's the difference going into week one as your preparation style after learning from experience from last year?
I don't think much changes, but I do think that the style of practice that we have this year is a little bit different from last year. Just in terms of attitude and tempo and how we practice, but not much in terms of how our attitude should be and like how our work ethic should be. Still have to practice hard every day during the week if we want to be ready for the game on Friday. And, you know, if we take every day one day at a time and work hard at each practice, then we should be good for Friday. So.
Now, you talked about a change in practice and a change in head coach. You also have a change in offensive coordinator.
Yes.
So how have you dealt with that change? And we saw you passing a lot in the scrimmage on Friday. Obviously, that's been a change you've seen.
Yeah, it's definitely different from last year, that's for sure. Coach Wright was very run offensively minded. And this year, we're a little bit more pass-minded, although we like to be more balanced as well. So we need to make sure that we're good at the run, but we also have to make sure that we're good in the pass game as well. And Coach Walker's been great for the quarterbacks as well. I can personally say I've learned so much from him in the summer already, and I'm looking forward to everything that I'm learning continuously throughout the season as well. So I can say that all the guys love Coach Walker, and definitely love the offense too, that's for sure. So
have you sensed any real change in the attitude of the team with the change of the head coaching position?
Yes and no. I think that definitely with Coach Hebert being the new coach, there's a new sense of excitement for things ahead, but at the same time it's still the same guys from last year. We just lost the seniors, but at the same time I think everyone still has one goal in mind, is that's to win state championship this year, and that should always be the goal for teams at Carmel. So,
now a couple weeks ago, actually, you recently committed to Air Force Academy. What stood out about the Air Force that made you decide that was the place you want to continue your career?
I visited, let's see, 2 times. And on my second visit, it was an unofficial visit, and I had my mom out with me, and we saw Pikes Peak and just like the surrounding environment and area in Colorado Springs, and it was just, it was beautiful out there. Like, I can't really describe it. I've never really been to the mountains before, and you know, just visiting out there, and then with the sun, it's like there's, I think, 300 plus days of sun out there, so it's just crazy. But you know, I love the coaching staff out there, and I felt comfortable with you know, the guys on the team and the other coaches. And you know, I mean, the reason I chose Air Force was really primarily because of the opportunities I could have after college. You know, Air Force or the academies, all of the military academies give great opportunities for an education that's free. And although you have to serve 5 years, what you get out of it on the other end is pretty amazing. So, I mean, I think I fell in love with it my second time out there. I was really convinced about it, and so was my mom and my dad as well. So,
what was the next option behind Air Force?
West Point and Navy were the other two.
Okay. So you were pretty set in stone with serving?
Yes. You know, I had never really thought about being in the military academy prior to being offered a scholarship by the three military academies, but after I had learned more about it and, you know, I'd read up on their websites about serving and all the benefits that you get down the road in your life, you know, I was convinced about it, to be honest with you. There's not a lot not to like about it. So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to focus more on the Hamilton Southeastern game on Friday, right tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You're on the bus. What's your pregame playlist? We're going to ask this to every single player every single week, but what's on your pregame playlist on the bus?
Oh, man. Well, it's funny you ask. Back in eighth grade or in middle school, my head coach, Josh Cole, he told me, like, the way he used to prepare for games was to listen to calm music, because he would get so hyped up and nervous for the games, he had to find a way to, you know, calm down a little right. bit, or he'd freak out. So ever since that, I've kind of, it's a little embarrassing, but I like listen to any type of classical music sometimes. That's really just on the bus ride, because you don't want to waste a lot of energy and enthusiasm on the way over there.
Right.
And then feel, you know, like you don't have any energy on the field. So I try and calm myself down on the bus. But then once we get to the stadium, that's when I start listening to, like, hardcore rap. I won't go in.
Of course.
Too, but, you know.
Now, you said you listened to sort of calming music on the way over there, but what tradition, whether pregame, postgame, during practice, or whatever, really just gets you fired up about playing football?
Well, I remember 2 years ago, we used to have after-school dinners. Last year, we didn't do that. But I think being able to just be with the guys and have food with them and just talk about things like leading up to the game and what we'd like to do for the game really helps me get focused. But I think, you know, on game days, guys just want to get on the field. There's a lot of build up and you get anxious for the games. So, I mean, personally, like, I'm just naturally hyped up for the game. So I have to, that's why I listen to calming music on the bus ride over there, just so I can, you know, gather myself a little bit, you know. Yeah. So,
yeah, when we were talking to Hubert earlier, he said spaghetti dinners are back for this year. So he's bringing back the long tradition.
Yep.
Of the great spaghetti dinner pregame before that. And so we were talking earlier to Hebert about the leaders on the team. What other players do you think stand out as leaders on this team?
Well, definitely our seniors. Our seniors are great this year. I mean, all around, the leadership qualities that we have in that group, it's pretty special. But I will say Noah Burks on defense. He's been a three-year starter for us, as well as Alex Akins, also a three-year starter. Those guys have made great contributions over the last 2 years. And also Jake Leach, Justice Human, Tobias Watkins, Chase Crowder, Simon Pachara, Jack Lorson. I mean, the list goes on, really. So Nathan Melkai. Just all the seniors, to be honest with you, are great leaders, as well as our guys from last year and juniors like Ethan Merriweather and Jalen Walker and some returning starters. So,
okay, so you've spent all summer basically preparing for this week one. What do you think the toughest part is going into this game versus Hamilton Southeastern?
I think just calming your nerves. To be honest, we haven't gone against anyone else. I mean, I shouldn't say that. We went against, or we had a practice against Westfield in the summer, but competitively we haven't faced anyone yet. So I think the toughest thing for us would just be focusing on our game plan, making sure that everything that we've practiced during the week gets implemented on game night, and that we just go out there and have fun, just do what we know to do. So there are a lot of aspects of the game that you can think about, but sometimes you just need to simplify it a little bit and just, you know, go out there, play, have fun, and don't worry about it so much. So,
yeah, it's certainly nerve-wracking preparing for week one, but throughout the summer, you know, you've talked about becoming a leader and improving and such, and who do you sort of look to at the next level to model your game after?
Andrew Luck, that is for certain. I think, you know, Coach Walker, our offensive coordinator, used to coach for the Colts, and he always talks about how Andrew was just such an unselfish player and a great leader. I mean, the guy's incredibly talented as well, and he can do practically everything as a quarterback that you need to be able to do. But Coach Walker always talks about how unselfish he is and how great of a teammate he is and how great of a leader he is. And to be honest, I'm no Andrew Luck, but I'd like to try and model some of the qualities that he has and try and implement that into my leadership ability. So,
and we hear you and Coach Heber and other players talking about leadership a lot. If you could pick one word to describe this team this year, what would the one word be?
I don't want to say leadership, but I mean, that's one of the main qualities of this team. That's for certain. I think character, that's another way I would describe the team, and great attitude, I think. Those would be the three for me. So,
all right. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to watch you tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in.
Best of luck tomorrow, Mike.
All right, so we are going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll recap the interviews with Coach John Hebert and Michael Victrup. Stay tuned on 91.3 WHJE. Welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3, The Voice of the Greyhounds. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait for Friday night now. This song is just getting me fired up, man. Those were two great interviews we had with quarterback Michael Victrup and head coach John Hebert. Now, let's just recap. Coach Hebert was really emotional during his interview. The little hound bite you put together of all the players talking about him, Brady, that was great. And he talked about some impact players and what they're doing to prepare for week one against HSE. And then Michael Victrup talked about how he's improved over the summer, who he tries to model himself after. Of course, it's Andrew Luck.
Of course. I mean,
Indianapolis area kid. How can you not model yourself after Andrew Luck?
He's also the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that's true. Sam,
you're wearing an Andrew Luck jersey. It's not debatable.
He also talked about just how the team is different this year and how they really got a bunch of great senior leaders. Well, what's your take on the couple interviews we did, Brady?
Well, I think both of them obviously are very well-spoken people, Hebert and Michael Vigtrup, but they both had very similar, I want to say, perspectives of the year. And they
the quarterback's the coach on the field.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that makes the most sense right there. So, of course, they're going to have the same perspective. They have meetings with each other all the time. They're always talking to each other. So I feel like this year, is going to be a good year for the Greyhounds, especially in Hebert's first year as a head coach. Some people are questioning a first-year head coach and the system, stuff like that, but I think Hebert is going to be perfectly fine. I think he'll do really good things this year and years to come.
What I really liked, what they both said, is that this group of seniors is really tightly knit, and Michael even said that in the past it hasn't really been like this, and I totally agree with him. We've been to practices this year, and we've seen that bond that those guys have, and those guys are really close, and that gets you really excited to see what they can do on the field. So that's what really got me excited out of those interviews was the fact that they said that this group of seniors is very different than the other groups of seniors because these guys are so tightly knit and so have such a great bond and stay close together. And it's going to be really exciting to see what they can do on the field this year.
I couldn't agree more. You know, just seeing them on the field at summer practice, like you said, they're tightly knit. We see them in the hallways. They're tightly knit. They're always sitting together at lunch. You know, these guys spend the whole day together practically. And I think that's going to make for great chemistry and a great year.
And I remember last year with Coach Wright, the motto of the whole year was brotherhood and everyone being together. But noticing there wasn't much, from what I saw last year, it wasn't all that special between the players. The players had the good relationships, but sort of as soon as it was done, they were out of practice, they sort of went their separate ways. But this year, it really is about the brotherhood of the players and the relationships that they all have with each other. So having all these players in a closely knit community and always being with each other at practice. And like we heard in the Houndbite earlier, having the breakdowns, just offense and defense, the whole team, instead of just by position or just by offense and defense. So it's the entire team together. So Hebert's focus is really on the entire team rather than just the offense and the defense and by specific position groups.
And just a reminder, first game for the varsity is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at HSC. We'll be broadcasting the game, us three, here on 91.3 WHJE. Sam Wiederhoff, right over to my right, will be play-by-play. To my left, Brady Klain. He will be the color man. And I will be hosting the pregame show, the postgame show, and I will be doing sideline interviews. So make sure to tune in, actually, around 6:15-ish to hear pregame. And then for the game that starts at 7, I can't wait to start this season. What do you think the season is going to look like?
Well, I think the Greyhounds are going to have a tough test in this very first game, especially with the very strong defensive lineman of Colin Miller, 6'4", 270 is what he's listed at, a Purdue commit for HSC, a fantastic player, is a three-year starter for this HSC team. That is a very solid team, so I think he's going to give the outside offensive line and the outside edge, along with the H-backs, a tough challenge during this first part of the game, but I feel like once we calm down and once we figure out how to get the correct game plans going, that it'll be just fine and the Greyhounds will.
What do you think, Sam?
Do have a good season.
Well, the first game of the year is always a really tough test. I mean, you look back 2 years ago when Carmel went to the state championship and lost to Warren 7-6. They went to Tech High School. It really wasn't supposed to be that much of a game, but it actually ended up being pretty close. And then last year, Hamilton Southeastern, that was a close game too, and then we were expected to blow them out. So now we're actually traveling to Hamilton Southeastern to play them in the first game of the year. I think it's going to be tough. I don't expect a huge blowout. I mean, it always takes some time to get that group to really get together and get on a roll and just start going through the season. But I think the Greyhounds will come out with a victory, but I think it's going to be a lot tougher than people expect. I think Vigtrup's got to be on it. I think our receivers got to be. Everyone has to be on it. Everybody has to be clicked in. And if that can happen, Carmel Greyhounds were sorry end up with a victory.
Sorry, I cut you off there, Sam, but I cut Brady off.
You're
early.
Good to go.
But I'd like to say something.
Yeah, go ahead. It's be my guest. Go right ahead.
Now, Sam, you said Vigtrup and the receivers really have to be on it. I think the key of the game will actually be running back Tobias Watkins.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, you know, passing looks like our offense based on the scrimmage will be pass oriented this year.
Which is different from previous years.
Exactly. So, but in a first game, the passing attack may be just a little bit off, you know, timing with receivers. Hopefully it's on. I wouldn't doubt if it is because they've been preparing all summer and Michael's a great quarterback.
Well, this group of receivers is unbelievable.
Oh, they're great too. Absolutely. Jalen Walker, Ethan Merriweather, Marcus Perkins. But
even the twos and the wide receivers, you got Jared Redifer,
yep.
Trent Terwilliger, all those guys. And the depth of the team that we've had for the last year is, I mean, we have 160-something guys on this team. So, I mean, the depth that you have at the level of the team, the next man up mentality really is put in play here.
But in those key situations, we're going to have to run the ball.
Yeah.
And Tobias Watkins is going to be the man to do that. Steven Watts will too. But I think Tobias is really going to have a great game for Carmel to win easily. You know, I'm still going to pick us to win anyways, but for us to win like I think we're capable of this game, I think Tobias is going to have a great game.
And you say last year we had a really two running back system with Chris Perkins and Shakir Pascal, but this year Tobias Watkins has, of what we've seen him practice in the scrimmage, has been carrying a lot of loads. Steven Watts is getting a good amount of reps, but we also have a very solid depth at running back. There are about six running backs, and all of which are capable and look able of playing on Friday nights. We even have a sophomore running back, Will Schmidt, who is going to be a solid player as well, has been getting a lot of reps with the first and second string offense.
I also want to see what they do on defense, because we've taken a hit on that defensive line. Kendall Hune got lost. He was a senior last year. And then Andrew Verhulst, who was going to be the starting defensive lineman, yeah, probably was going to be his replacement, just moved to Texas a couple weeks ago. So I want to see how we kind of replace that role. And I think the defensive line, that's going to be a really interesting matchup to watch, is that Carmel defensive line versus HSC's offensive line. And I want to see if we can really overcome that challenge.
And moving Sam Hibble, who was a linebacker this last year, to defensive line, who's a state champion wrestler, fantastic wrestler, putting him down in the trenches at nose guard is a fantastic fit for him, as well as you got Britt Beery and you got a sophomore Jack Fry coming up, as well as a solid defensive lineman too.
Football season is here, boys. I'm so excited for tomorrow night. I can't describe it. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this first edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk. A reminder, we will be on every other Thursday. So this was the first show we had. So not next Thursday, but the next one we'll have our second show and continuing from there. And also be sure to tune in to 91.3 to listen to Sam, Brady, and I call the game tomorrow night, Friday night at 7 p.m. at HSC Carmel Varsity Football. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, listening to Sam, Brady, and I here on Hound Pound Sports Talk on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.